This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth and encouraging the brethren.
Rise up, O men of God.
Welcome to A Few Good Men with your host, Rick Popejoy. In our last two podcasts, we have been focusing our attention upon great lessons of leadership from some Bible characters. We talked about from Noah that leaders do what is right, even if they are all alone in their activity. Abraham, we learned that leaders welcome the unknown. They are willing to go where other people have never been. From Joseph, we learned that leaders bounce back from tough situations. Regardless of where they may be found, leaders find a way to get the job done. From Moses, we learned that leaders stick up for their people. The great prayer leader of Israel, the intercessor, Moses, taking for his people. From the great character of Joshua, we learned that leaders rule by example rather than just directing people and telling people where to go. They set the example. And then from David, we learned that leaders are not afraid of giant tasks. When there are things that need to be done that are huge, then David was willing to take on that responsibility. Today we want to focus our attention upon three new leaders, Isaiah, Daniel, and John the Baptist. With reference to Isaiah, we learn that leaders rise to the occasion. In a vision in Isaiah chapter 6, there we find the throne room of God where Isaiah is transported. The seraphim are there leading the congregation of heaven in worship. And the rafters are shaking at the singing that is going on and the events that are taking place. And Isaiah, transported into that scene, realizes that he does not belong there. But on one occasion in this particular scene, God asked, who is the prophet that we should send to his people? Isaiah responds promptly, by the way, here am I, Lord, send me. Leaders don't wait to see if anybody else is going to step up when something needs to be done. You see, they take the initiative. They're the first to raise their hand, first to stand up, first to speak up, first to make decisions. Leaders are always ready to take the plunge at a moment's notice. All that we would have leaders like Isaiah rising to the occasion today. Now we'll turn our attention today to Daniel. You know, leaders stay determined. Many of us know the story in Daniel chapter 6 of Daniel and the lion's den, how that Daniel was a highly admired government official in the king's court, that the people that he worked with were very jealous of his relationship with the king, and they tried everything in their thinking to get rid of Daniel, knowing that he was a religious man. They convinced the king to write a commandment saying that prayer could only be made to the king and to no other god. Well, once this commandment was in law, then Daniel did what he did the day before. He went and prayed to Jehovah God. And when he was caught, the people went to tell the king, and the king is now forced to throw Daniel into the lion's den. The next morning, the king finds Daniel alive. The lions had not harmed him. Now, what's the point? The point is that Daniel's faith in God is what made him great in the first place. Daniel 11:32, they that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Knowing this, Daniel would not back down. No matter what happened to him, See, great leaders follow this example, and they stay strong in what they believe, no matter what happens. As one modern poet has written, "You can stand me up at the gates of hell, and I won't back down." Now, as we turn our attention to John the Baptizer, let me suggest to you that John teaches us that leaders aren't afraid to call it how it is. John's entire life is made up of this principle, but let me give you one example. In Matthew chapter 3, John the Baptizer is baptizing in the Jordan River, and he's baptizing entire communities. He's preaching to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The Messiah is on his way. And when a group of overconfident, braggadocious, religious officials come to be baptized because it's the popular thing to do, they're not doing it because it's the right thing to do. John identifies in public these individuals. He says to them in no uncertain terms that they are not sincere in their efforts. Oh, my friends, this quality of leadership has left the world today. Leaders aren't afraid to call it like it is. Leaders have what it takes. They must have what it takes to be honest with people that they come in contact with. Not ugly, not mean, but they must be honest in their communication in order for them to be good leaders. And so leadership, leaders rise to the occasion. Leaders stay determined regardless of the consequences, and leaders aren't afraid to call it like it is. My friends, I hope and I pray that these lessons will benefit and strengthen your leadership in the local congregation. God bless, and we'll see you next time on A Few Good Men.